on like anything super new or like interesting, but it sounds like a very classic Black Keys song, so.
That is why they tore them apart, because they didn't really do anything.
Oh, really?
Else. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, so that's kind of the gist of our show.
Yeah.
This is Writer's Block, mm-hmm. as Maddie said. This is the show where we like to talk about the WPG website. So if you're not there, you should visit at some point. That's WPGU.com. We have a live stream there. So if you're listening on like a real radio, you can also listen to us on your computer.
Yep.
So we're with you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Right. And and we're literally there all times because now we have a tab on the website too. So you can listen to our old episodes.
Yeah, if you miss our voice that much, which I miss Maddie all the time.
Yeah, sometimes I just re-listen to them, you know, revisiting the glory days that are currently still happening. But
true. But yeah, so besides that, on the website you can find playlists, concert reviews, album reviews, the Canopy Club concert series, and other specialty shows. So if you don't want to just listen to us, which is a good idea because we have amazing specialty shows.
That's true.
I had a point to that. Yeah, so you can find our other specialty shows and listen to them as well. And then besides that, on our show, we also like to talk about new music and new music news.
Mm-hmm.
So up next, we have a new song from Vampire Weekend, which actually came out yesterday.
Yep, brand new. Mm-hmm. They dropped two new singles, Sunflower and Big Blue.
Yeah.
And it's their like second group of singles to have come out. Their new album, Father of the Bride, is coming out May 3rd. That was just announced, the date.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I like Sunflower.
I really do too. It has Steve Lacy in it too,
who I love. I love me some Steve Lacy. I don't know. I really like this song. It's simple, but it's like, it's very catchy and it reminds me a lot of, Wolfpack too, who we also talk about a lot here.
And we're actually talking over Wolfpack right now.
Yes.
I wanted to point that out.
I really like the single.
Yeah. I like it. Just because, like, it's Vampire Weekend, whatever. And also, this is totally random, but Big Blue, their other song, is my favorite track on Mario Kart. So I just want to say, if you played me in Big Blue on Mario Kart, I would whoop you.
I believe that.
I probably wouldn't, but as long as we're on 50cc, maybe.
But anyway.
I'm not going to embarrass myself more. Here's Sunflower featuring Steve Lacy. By Vampire Weekend here on Writer's Block on WPGU 107.1.
WPGU 107.1. Find us on Twitter at WPGU1071.
Gucci like to slang, Gucci like to bang, Gucci like to come down, he go hard in the paint. Gucci like to swag, Gucci like to sway, Gucci like to come down and he starches every day. Gucci like to play, Gucci like to play, Gucci like to come down and he starches, he playing. Gucci fly, Gucci got the eye, Gucci coming down on the slab with the fly. Gucci got the grill, Gucci got the chill, Gucci coming down with the thing, got the feels. Gucci on his sheets, Gucci on his feet. I didn't want a sock, she had Gucci on her cleats. Gucci like to shine, Gucci like to bang, Gucci like to come down, he go hard in the pain, pain. He go hard in the pain, pain. Gucci, he go hard in the pain.
So Scooch, she drank, solo like the ball, solo brought the game, they don't hold a wall, solo like the shop, solo bought the mall, solo brought the guap, solo throwed it all. Ooh, not polo, my skin, my logo. My skin, my logo.
That was My Skin, My Logo by Solange. It's off of her new album, When I Get Home. She is Beyonce's sister.
Yes.
If you didn't know. And the last time she came out with something was 2016, 2017, I think. She headlined Pitchfork Music Festival back in 2017. So I'm pretty sure her previous album was either that year or the year before.
Yeah.
But people are loving this album.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got a lot of new music like this week and last week, but I feel like Solange's new album is the one that I've seen the most of my friends hype up about.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
But even though like critics are probably loving it too, I don't know.
I read a couple of reviews. Everyone seemed really excited about it. I know she dropped like a couple videos or something to go along with it. I have to say, like, I listened to the album once, but didn't really process it. Like, I was at work. I wasn't really, like listening to it deeply. And then I haven't seen the videos either, but I'm going to give it another listen. It was just too many things came out that day.
Yeah, a lot of things came out.
Because I spent most of my time listening to the new Japanese House album, Good at Falling. It's her first full-length LP, which is really exciting. And I played her on Tuesday when Maggie wasn't here, and I had to like choose very carefully which song I wanted to play off of the album, because I was like, I don't want to choose one that Maggie might want to play, because I knew we were going to talk about it again on Thursday. But I'm absolutely loving her album. It's like very her style. She has some elements in there that are new to her songs.
Yes, very much so.
Like the song Everybody Hates Me, which is
really
sad title, but great song. I keep listening to it and thinking if people on Spotify are seeing me like just repeat this song. It's just really good. And then we have a couple of songs that are a lot like her previous stuff too. For example, she actually covered her or redid her song "I Saw You in a Dream," which is her big hit.
Yeah.
She redid it as the closer for the song for the album, and I actually really enjoyed it too. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Yeah, I really like that album. I've always really liked Japanese House, and like I think again, like she stuck to what she knew, but also tried new things.
Yeah. And I have to say, for whatever reason, I didn't get bored. Like, I was kind of worried that, like, her sound would be, like, too repetitive or it'd be too much of the same. But for whatever reason, like, her aesthetic, vibe, whatever, mm-hmm. I never get bored of. Or at least with this album, I didn't get bored of. If she does a second album and it's more of this, I might be over it by then.
I was going to say, like, I really like her style, and I like listening to her a lot, but mm-hmm. I did find myself, like, kind of zoning out when I listened.
Yeah.
Not that that means it's a bad thing. I could have been, I don't know, I haven't given it, like, a thoughtful listen yet. So
that was the one that I gave the most amount of my time
listening
to.
I don't know. I thought it was, like, it was really good. I really liked it, but I also thought, like, I kind of zoned out at times. I can't, like, pick out a song that I was like, ooh, like, I totally remember that song, but whatever. Hozier also came out with a new album called Wasteland Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened, and it's very classic. Hozier got a very low rating on Pitchfork.
I was about to say, I have not listened to it at all. Yeah. I listened to the one single, Nina Cried Power, mm-hmm. which I enjoyed, and then haven't listened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a bad music fan.
No, I really like Hozier, and I like his voice, and that's why I listen. Mm-hmm. And his lyrics can be really cool, and I know he's a good performer, so I know, like, everything checks out, but mm-hmm. it's, like, the album was kind of what you expected,
okay.
which is fine. I really don't have any, like, bad criticisms.
I have to say, his first album had its moment when I was a junior in high school. I bought the CD. I listened to it on repeat in my car. I cried to Take Me to Church, you know? It all happened, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of, over it. Maybe I still want to check out his album. Going to. I just spent way too much time on the Japanese House, but that's fine.
But yeah, so it's enjoyable, and I liked it. So I think it's a good listen. Just give it one try.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a review from one of our web writers named Paige. She wrote a review about Wasteland Baby. You can find it on the website. And we're going to play a song off of the new album after a quick break. It's called... Nobody,
which we will be talking about that song title.
We have a lot of nobodies to be addressing.
Yes. but stay tuned for that.
Yeah, stay tuned for Nobody. We will be back after a quick break, and you will be hearing Nobody by Hozier here on Writer's Block on WPGU 107.1.
Craner Center for the Performing Arts presents tap dance company Dorrance Dance under the direction of MacArthur Fellow and award-winning choreographer Michelle Dorrance. The 8 tap dancers and 3 musicians will perform selections from the company's groundbreaking repertoire on Thursday, March 14th. For tickets and more information, visit cranercenter.com or call 217-333-6280.
Need another class to graduate on time? Need a specific general education requirement? Check out midterm classes at Parkman College. Get full college credit in just 8 weeks. Choose from biology, business, communication, history, music, political science, theater appreciation, and more. Many online sections still available. Or come to campus where parking is always free. Midterm classes at Parkman College start March 11th. Enroll by March 10th at parkland.edu.
Take it away on WPGU 107.1. Hang out with us as we talk about
brand new technology,
current local events,
existential dread,
end of the world scenarios,
and what the heck is plogging?
Take it away, the only talk show for anything and everything.
Every Monday through Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m., catch us on WPGU 107.1.
Hey, Glenda, I didn't know you were taking this class. I haven't seen you since last semester. What is different about you?
Dude, life has been great since I've moved to One Illinois. I got a $500 gift card for signing a lease, and they let me move in right away. Not only does One Illinois have multiple gyms, there's an indoor pool, tennis, basketball, and volleyball courts. And if I want a break from riding the bus, there are 2 zip cards by the clubhouse I can use. And let me tell you about their clubhouse. They are always throwing pizza parties. And don't get me started on their Taco Tuesdays. It's life-changing. Actually, come check it out after class. It's on the Illini 22 bus line, and a bus stops every 10 minutes. I need to go walk my dog and have lunch.
You have a dog?
Yes, they allow pets and have several grassy courtyards and convenient disposing stations around the property.
Let's go. Just make sure you wash your hands before you eat.
One Illinois. Find us at one-illinois.com or check us out on Instagram, Live One Illinois.
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1.
This is Alternative. WPGU 107.1.
Stopped in London, oh, I was awakened.
That was Back in My Body by Maggie Rogers off of her album Heard It in a Past Life.
I love her.
We really, no idea that Maggie here at Writer's Block loves Maggie Rogers.
Yeah.
If you're new here, you might not know that.
Yeah.
If you've listened to any episode of ours.
Ever, probably.
In the last year, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I really love Maggie Rogers. We have like the, well, my name's Maggie.
You have a similarity, yeah.
We have that in common, and I think it's just like the Maggie vibe. Like every Maggie I've ever met is a little weird. So,
there you
welcome
go.
To Writer's Block.
Anyway, yeah, welcome to Writer's Block.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Maddie. And this is the show where we like to talk about the WPGU website, WPGU.com. So if you aren't already there, please go check it out.
Yeah.
We have playlists, album reviews, Canopy mm-hmm. Club series. For example, a web writer here named Colleen just posted a Strong Woman playlist.
Yeah.
And Maggie Rogers was actually featured on that playlist. So was Kacey Musgraves and Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
It's a really cool playlist. I checked it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's got a good mix.
And then besides that, we also like to talk about new music and new music news. And then we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And if you miss one of our shows, you can actually go to the website now and listen to our old recordings.
We love the internet.
You can just always hear our voices if that's what you want.
That's what I want.
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
But anyway, there was another playlist recently posted to the website. It was created by all of the web writers here, the entire team.
Maddie and I included.
Yeah, we all got together and we made an unofficial playlist, mm-hmm. which if you aren't from around here, unofficial is a holiday celebrated on campus where people just, you know, drink.
Party.
Yeah.
Let's say it nicely.
A lot. But
party
anyway, we thought it would be kind of fun instead of throwing together like a typical like party playlist to do like an oldies playlist.
Yeah.
So yes, there is some Prince on there because I wasn't the only one that added it.
She's
so.
Defending herself and I haven't even said anything.
There was you gave me a look and I knew you were going to say something.
Oh, okay. Did I roll my eyes? Because I couldn't tell.
Somebody else also added Prince. But yes, I added more Prince. I added some, I know there's some Talking Heads because I remember I added some of that. And then there was also some Cure on the playlist.
Yeah.
Actually a lot, which I'm happy about.
The Cure is good.
I added In Between Days, but someone else added Just Like Heaven, which is also a really great song. And we have that song for you.
Up next.
Up next, yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to Writer's Block on WPGU 107.1. This is Just Like Heaven by The Cure.
Just like a dream. Champaign's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
That was Nobody by Mitski.
Yes.
And you can hear the Twilight theme or the Twilight Zone theme in the background.
Yes.
Because we're talking conspiracy theories. So Mitski had her album come out last year, I guess, technically.
Yeah, it was last August.
Okay. Called Be the Cowboy.
Yes.
And it's a big hit. Pitchfork.
Yes, a very big hit.
It's a huge hit. Pitchfork rated it as best album of the year. Like, yep. It is up there. Like, people are loving it. And then Tuesday?
Yeah.
Mac DeMarco, the father of indie music, I'd like to say, because everybody likes Mac DeMarco and his sound. Came out, like, released an album, or not album, a single called called Nobody.
Yes, he released a single called Nobody. And it's going to be off of his upcoming album, which is titled Here Comes
the Cowboy.
Yep. So that's kind of similar to Mitski's Be the Cowboy with her song.
What is happening here?
Nobody. So
what is with Nobody?
So people were freaking out because that's what we do nowadays. And on Twitter, Mitski took it all very lightheartedly.
She did. She was very, like, happy about it and just like, oh, like, it's funny.
Yeah.
She even tweeted, I, like, wrote this down because it's so funny.
She said, I'm 100% sure Mac and I just went fishing in the same part of the collective unconscious.
Yeah.
What's wild is that we have the same PR, so I love my personal conspiracy theory that she had the album and track titles, but kept quiet thinking maybe some Mac fans will mistakenly find me. So Mitski just thinks it's funny.
Yeah, she thinks it's funny, but fans are actually kind of mean, like attacking Mac DeMarco.
Yeah,
and, like,
I saw some of those.
Maybe Mitski even got some hate about it, but she was like tweeting about it. She's like, guys, it's just funny. Like, it's just really weird that it's that similar.
Yeah.
But they don't have a similar sound at all.
Oh, not at all.
Which you're going to hear Mac DeMarco's new single after a break. It's just weird. I don't know.
The whole, and even they came out with a music video, I think, for Mac DeMarco's Nobody, yeah. And it's him with like a chameleon.
He's like a fake lizard, isn't he?
Yeah, he looks like a lizard person, and then he has a cowboy hat on. Strange times we are living in, guys. What's going on anymore?
You know the Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield, and he like defeats the lizard doctor or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, okay.
I don't like reptilian villains, so you know,
there's a
keep that away from me
video game called Skyrim that came out years and years ago, and
I know what Skyrim is.
Well, okay, I didn't know. And you get to choose your own character, yeah. And one of the races you can choose from is a lizard person, so that's what I thought of.
If I ever have a daughter someday, I'm gonna name her Liz, short for
lizard.
So let's move on.
Anyway, we have Mac DeMarco's new song, Nobody. I will not forget that title.
Yeah.
After a quick break here on Writer's Block, thanks for listening to WPGU 107.1.
Need another class to graduate on time? Need a specific general education requirement? Check out midterm classes at Parkland College. Get full college credit in just 8 weeks. Choose from biology, business, communication, history, music, political science, theater appreciation, and more. Many online sections still available. Or come to campus where parking is always free. Midterm classes at Parkland College start March 11th. Enroll by March 10th at parkland.edu.
The YMCA of the University of Illinois is pleased to announce the Spring 2019 Friday Forum Lecture Series theme, Resist, Building a Culture of Nonviolence. This Friday, Elaine Shapunjan, founder and director of Conflict 180, will discuss restorative practice/justice. Elaine wants to contribute to systems that address conflict more courageously, compassionately, and restoratively. For more information about the Spring 2019 series schedule, please visit universityymca.org.
In a world with increased orgasms and more foreplay, one store attempts to do the impossible. Patricia's, stocking the latest love toys and adult entertainment, wants you to come to 2208 South Neal Street in Champaign, Illinois.
At Patricia's, where fun and fantasy meet.
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Reel it in. creature on television. There's no turning back to nobody. There's no second chance, no third degree. I'm a fixture, a split decision. A pretty picture, superstition. Let it go. Cash it in. For the creature on television. There's no turning back to nobody. There's no second chance, no third degree. There's no
This is Alternative. WPGU 107.1.
It falls asleep during contact.
That was It's Not Living, in parentheses, If It's Not With You.
Good old 1975.
Yes. We decided to play that song because it is featured on a new playlist on the website. It's a Chicago playlist made by Carolina, and it's a bunch of songs that remind her of
home.
Chicago.
Yeah. I think it's a good playlist, not just for Chicago, if that's not your thing, but also to remind you of your roots.
Exactly.
So
what a nice note visit. To yeah. end writer's block yeah. on, because sadly we're at the end of yeah. today's episode. We'll be back here on Tuesday, 7 mm-hmm. to 8 p.m., with new music and new music news.
Yeah.
But until then...
whether it's new or old, we review it all.
Thank you for getting
You're welcome.
And stay tuned, because Can I Kick It has an interview.
With Micah G.
Yeah, up next. So, yeah, that'll be here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. But thank you for listening to Writer's Block here on WPGU 107.1. We have These Are My Friends by Lovely the Band for you up next, so stay tuned and keep on rocking, I guess. Okay, nice.
These are my friends, these are my friends, I love them, I love them. These are my friends, these are my friends, I love them, I love them.